It's Friday, October 2nd, and I'm your Geeky Gay. Hello, everyone. I just realized that the last time I did a show was on, it was in August. What happened? I'm really trying to do this podcast thing by myself, and unfortunately, if I don't have a co-host to say, hey, are we going to record tonight? or whatever, I just don't get it done because all these other things come up. I should really have a schedule. I should say, you know, oh, I'm going to do Tuesday and Thursday, or I'm going to do Saturdays, or I'm going to do something like that. But anyway, I am back, and we're going to keep doing this thing. I just need to figure out when I'm going to do it and make myself do it. But anyway, so this is going to be a quick one. It's not going to be too long, but I wanted to talk about a couple of things. So yesterday, since August, we have been being told at work. Not really at work. So let me go back. I don't even know what I'm saying. So in August, my family came to me, my stepfather, and said, oh, did you read the article that, you know, there are going to be all these layoffs at your job? And I had not heard anything about it. Supposedly, it was going to be thousands of people in the town that I live in, not in the stores. So I work at Walmart, for anyone who doesn't know. But anyway, not in the stores, but in actual, like, the office, you know, the business side. So not checkers or tellers or not tellers, whatever you want to call them. Checkers or stock boys or cart pushers or anything like that. It was going to be actual, you know, in the office. In the home office, in the home office, the headquarters of Walmart, and the IS side of things, which is where I work. And, you know, I didn't really think anything of it. I was just like, well, no, I haven't heard it. But apparently there was some article and it came out in the news and, oh, it was going to be, you know, thousands of people and all this kind of stuff. So I didn't really think anything of it. And then, you know, in one of our staff meetings with my manager, you know, it was brought up and I jokingly said, oh, I think they're hiring at this other company nearby, so maybe I should go look for that. And my manager got all scared. He was like, no, don't go apply anywhere else. You know, it's going to be fine. You know, don't worry, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, even so much so that in the next status or in my next one-on-one meeting with him, he was like trying to convince me that he was going to be promoting me by the end of the year. We'll see if that happens. But anyway, so I didn't really think anything of it. Still, I thought, well, nothing's really happening, you know, so whatever. I'm just going to keep doing my job. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue yesterday, you know, some people have said, oh, it's going to be by the end of September, you know, all this shit's going to hit the fan, you know, everything's going to happen, you know, by the end of September. And yesterday was the last day. Actually, yesterday was October 1st. So the day before yesterday was the last day of September. And suddenly, this article comes out in the Wall Street Journal, and it says, you know, rumors of 450 to 500 people being laid off at Walmart headquarters. They're booking, HR is booking rooms surreptitiously and, you know, going to be having meetings on Friday with all of these people. I hadn't even thought anything about it. We're planning Mark's birthday party that's going to happen on Saturday, and I hadn't really thought, you know, I'm really busy at work, and I wasn't really thinking about any of that. So then I look, you know, one of my coworkers said, oh, Adam, did you look at the article here? You know, did you see that, supposedly all these rooms are being booked? And I looked on my Outlook calendar, and sure enough, like all of the rooms, like all of these rooms were booked, all of these rooms. And it said for quote unquote maintenance, right? So even if you had already booked a meeting in those rooms, you were getting notices that the rooms were declining you and stuff like that. So anyway, after reading that article and all those rooms being booked, basically it was kind of going around the office. Oh my gosh, all these layoffs are going to happen on Friday. So today is Friday. So I go in. I don't know. I mean, some people have said, oh, it's just going to be higher up people. It's just going to be managers. There's going to be a big reorg. So if you're not a manager, you don't really have to worry. And I'm like one step below a manager. And anyway, so I didn't know whether I should be worried or not. But, you know, I went in there and I was just like, I'm just going to do my job, whatever. And I don't know if anybody has ever gone through like layoffs at their work. First of all, used to be, you would think, oh, corporate life, that's stable. you know, I don't want to be an entrepreneur because you can go broke, you know, whatever your product is you're making or the application you're programming or whatever could be a complete flop. You have no cushion, no paycheck coming in, you know, everything. That's one of the reasons I do corporate is because I have this stable paycheck coming in. I have stable insurance. I have stable everything. Well, my last job in Dallas, I didn't get fired, but the writing was on the wall that they were consolidating between two different offices. And there was going to be a war between, you know, each of the departments who was going to keep their job, basically. And one of the reasons that I left and moved to Arkansas or moved back to Arkansas and got the job at Walmart is because I was worried. Our CEO of my company in Dallas had been fired like a month before I applied for the job at Walmart and got the job. And I wanted to avoid being let go. So I wasn't let go. I actually left of my own volition. But so I've already been through that once. So there, you know, there's all this restructuring, you know, going on. And then I moved to Walmart, and a few years after I moved to Walmart, well, I've almost been at Walmart 5 years now. But anyway, years after I joined there, then we're going through this quote unquote restructuring. And then you get all these emails from all the bigwigs, you know, the CIO, the CEO, whoever is over me, the director who's over my department, all of them sending out these emails, you know, saying we're going through a challenging time and we have to restructure to really meet the demands of our customers and to keep up with the fast pace of technology. We have to remove some layers. And, you know, basically what that means is, you know, we think we have too many managers and not enough Indians or something, you know, of that nature. That was not a good thing to say. But anyway, we have plenty of Indians working for us overseas. But anyway, so, you know, I was there. All the meeting rooms were booked. Everyone was trying to go about their daily work, but it was really difficult because we knew what was going on. And there were a couple of managers that, you know, no one knew where they were. You know, have you seen so-and-so? And all these rumors are flying around throughout the day. Well, finally, around noon, I was pretty confident that, you know, I was going to stay. So I've kept my job. And then, you know, all these meeting invites come out that we're having meetings this afternoon to go over the restructuring of QA. I'm doing air quotes. So you can't see those. So we had meetings. So we had a couple of meetings. And at the end of the day, I was not affected that much. But I walk into the break room and I see the remains of all these bagels from Panera and, you know, like the cream cheese Danish and the raspberry Danish and all this leftover stuff. And people are, as they do at offices, they're like flocking in there, you know, to get the remains of everything. And I was thinking, you know, that's the spoils of war in a corporate layoff. Like, you know, they have those coffee and donuts and pastries and everything, and they're like, they're putting that in there. First of all, I can't imagine being taken into a room, you know, hey, would you like a bagel? Would you like some coffee? How about a cheese Danish? And by the way, today is going to be your last day. That would be really horrible. But, you know, everyone who was left was, of course, as one does in a corporate break room, pillaging the spoils of whatever meetings were going on. So that happens. But anyway, so I have gone through a traumatic experience today, and but I made it out. I made it out on the other side. So I still have a job. Tomorrow is Mark's birthday party, and so that'll be fun. I bought two tents, two huge like wedding tents to put out outside. And so we're going to set those up either tonight or tomorrow morning. We're going to decorate, and we're having food. We're picking up food catered, so we don't have to cook. But anyway, it's been a long time since I've talked to you guys, so hopefully I'll be doing this on more regular. And I just want to thank everyone for still listening. I had a few more people subscribed last time I looked, so that's really good. But anyway, I'm going to sign off. Have you ever gone through a corporate layoff? Let me know. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.